You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Dish Nation.
Welcome to Dish Nation.
Woo! Yeah!
We have a great show for you today. Andrew Freund sat down with Matthew McConaughey and asked him if he knows how many times he's been shirtless in his movies.
What? And plus, we go thirst trapping with the stars. We got Vin Diesel, Padma Lakshmi, and Stephen A. Smith. Mm. What? And of course, we got the ATL joining us, Atlanta. What's up? And
what's
up, y'all? Who's still hanging out over there? Our girl, Sherry Shepard. What's up?
I am a little sad because this is the last day with you guys here in Atlanta. But I'm anxious to get back to my family in L.A., yes. Heidi, yes. Frank, and Chewy. Mm-hmm. And we'll be back soon, but we have so much to dish about.
That's right, Sherry. Jennifer Garner gets a flirty message from Gigi Hadid's ex.
Also, April Jones has some sexual regrets, and Liv Tyler is embarrassed by her dad. Mm.
Well, Frank and Brad are out, but I'm here. It's time to dish.
Woo!
There you go.
Well, we all know the Kardashians and Jenners are marketing geniuses.
That's true.
Yes, they are.
And our girl Kylie Jenner even became a billionaire off that.
Uh-huh.
Kylie has a billboard for her cosmetics line. And if you live in L.A. like myself, Heidi, and Sherry, you see it all the time. It's on La Cienega in Santa Monica, and they change it out every single month. It's something different. And they're doing this for Stormy's birthday. It says, Stormy, KylieCosmetics.com, February the 1st. It's not only her birthday, but she's launching a whole new brand under her cosmetics
this
line.
This kid is already richer than all of us combined.
Yeah. First of all, like the Kardashians, they got a line, but they keep splitting it up. How many more times can they split the line up?
Until people stop buying it.
Here's the thing, y'all. The Kardashians are aging themselves out. Mm. I mean, they really are.
They're aging themselves out,
and Kylie is the youngest one. So now they got a whole new breed of Kardashians.
Jenners.
Jenner Kardashians. Mm-hmm. It's time to put those babies to work.
That's right. Yeah. You got to start them young, baby. Raise them up.
Now, would you do that with PJ?
I would absolutely do that with PJ. I gave birth to her.
Oh.
I gave her my name. Well, I can't make
so you saying as
it.
Soon as she came out, she had a doggone sheet line and quilt?
She gonna have the whole thing. You got the whole thing.
Oh, my God. PJs.
Baby wigs. Portia, baby wigs.
No, that's my idea. I'm gonna have a baby just
that
for that.
That is true, baby wigs.
Yeah, baby
like
wigs.
That.
Oh, my God.
Lace fronts for the newborn.
Yes, PJs, PB&Js.
PJs, PB&Js. I'm writing all this down, and I'm not giving none of y'all a percent.
People are doing that.
All right, everybody. Let's take a little journey together, because this is a really fun one. You can always count on the internet for a good challenge. And the latest one is Profile Picture Challenge, where you choose different pictures of yourself, one for Facebook, one for LinkedIn, one for Tinder, one for Instagram. I played along last night.
So cute.
Right? Country Queen Dolly Parton posted her version saying, get you a woman who can do it all.
Really?
Well,
in the pan.
Look at her Tinder picture, y'all.
Oh, man.
Look at Dolly Parton's Tinder picture.
She did pose for Playboy, not nude, but she did pose back in the 70s.
She's hot.
Oh, I love the way she's busting it down.
She looks good. And so Jennifer Garner followed in Dolly's high-heeled footsteps, sharing her pictures with the caption, "Yes, ma'am, Dolly Parton, whatever you say."
Okay. I don't know if that's a good one for Tinder, though.
Yeah. Well, you're not alone thinking that, Sherry, because one of her fans commented, "I would have switched the Instagram and Tinder pics," to which Jen replied, "Shoot, is that why no one swipes?"
Yeah, that's exactly why no one is swiping.
And then Tyler Cameron, that's Gigi Hadid's ex from The Bachelorette, shot his shot saying, "At Jennifer Garner, I'm still swiping right."
Whoa.
So
maybe.
I think Jennifer Garner is way behind on being a cougar. Like, what is she, 47 years old?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's young.
She's a few years behind. She's full fledged.
And she's been broken up for a while. And guess what? If you're not in the DMs, you need to check them comments, girl.
That's right.
But she needs to follow some millennials and find out, like, what, you know, is actually good bait to pull people in.
Because that Tinder picture's not it.
This ain't working.
No.
Like, you'll get your granddaddy.
That's a good, like, farmersonly.com profile pic.
Head crack, Chewy, are you saying you guys don't like a nice swim shirt?
No. Exactly. I thought it was cute.
Sometimes when people in that crouched muscular position, it's not necessarily always, like, you know, like your best attributes. Dolly Parton got it right. I would hit every one of those profiles.
Me too.
She wanted to look wholesome. I thought it was a cute, wholesome look.
Okay, well, we wanted to look wholesome.
Wholesome
gets the swipe. Yes.
All right, y'all, it's time for another
First Trending with the Stars.
Now, fresh out the gate, we got something up for the ladies. We got action star Vin Diesel. Now, he dropped his pic on the gram with the caption, "We will find a way or we will make one. Barker BC, hashtag Hannibal Barker Trilogy." Now, this is in reference to this movie trilogy that he's trying to get made about military commander Hannibal Barker.
Okay. That's a hardcore caption. It sounded so aggressive.
But the picture didn't go with it. Like chess? Do y'all like chess on men or y'all?
You know what? I would go see Hannibal Barker if he looks like this.
Really?
So what say y'all? Do you think he thirst trapping or not?
Oh, for sure.
He's thirst trapping and trying to do promo at the same time.
He's trying to get this movie out. Mm-hmm. Yes, we love it.
Trying to get that check.
All right, up next we've got Padma.
Oh dear.
Padma Lakshmi. She's a top chef host. Yeah. She shared this bikini pic from Dominican Republic.
Oh, my God.
With this caption, "Feeling fine at 49.
Okay, she looks good.
Damn good. Okay.
Padma. You are the top chef, Padma.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. She's thirst trapping. Who wakes up in the morning, just open their French doors, and pose in a bathing suit?
Padma Lakshmi.
When you look like that, that's how you get up in the morning.
Gary, when you're 49 and you look like that, you get up and you pose.
He can't remember,
like,
Sherry. 49 for him was 20 years ago.
Okay, man. No Aaron needs
to. Blessed to be alive.
Okay, yes.
All right. I don't know if this is a thirst trap, but I love it. There's a video going around of ESPN commentator Stephen A. Smith doing some pad work, say it in quotes. Oh. Lots of people have opinions about it, including Jamie Foxx. Right. Just watch it and let me know what you think.
Here you go. Clean up the mine. Yeah, make it more free. Yeah, push. Come on.
You know, do y'all think this is a thirst trap?
He's looking like a transformer.
Stephen A. Smith is 52 years old, just like Vin.
Listen, his arms look good, I'll say that, but the technique, it was like he was training an 8-year old.
Yeah, but his trainer set him up, because when you are boxing, which I have done before, they loosen you up at first.
It's 1-2-3, boom.
No combos.
It's combinations. I was looking at this and I was like, I said on Jamie's page, "Stephen, it's okay, the gloves won't hurt you."
Yeah. And why is his shoulders up so high?
He's not thirst trapping, but Stephen Smith look like Dracula.
He's doing something.
What's that? He needs some NW.
His arms look good, but that was super awkward.
His arms look really good.
Do you think that's even fair? Because he so criticizes other athletes about their prowess.
Right. Really?
This out. Now we can get on him a little bit.
He should not have posted. He needs a team that goes, "I wouldn't post that."
Yeah, don't post that. Don't do that.
I would Redo it.
We agree. That's definitely thirst trap.
You said that was thirst trap.
He thought he looked good. That's why he posted it.
That's a thirst deception, right? Yeah. There. That's what that's called.
If somebody broke in and be like, "Who you gonna beat up? The dead people?" Like, who?
He looked like if somebody broke in, a person would be standing there. He just punching the air.
It's like he was training to fight a really little person. The way he was punching.
He ain't beating nobody.
It was a really low uppercut. Yeah.
And I give that joke to Stephen. That's what he said. He looks like he's gonna beat up dead people.
All right, honey. Some people consider Steven Tyler a sex symbol, but his daughter Liv Tyler is having none of it. We'll tell you all about it after the break. Dish Nation.
Hey, ladies, now that the holidays are over, you can now focus on yourself. For me, I like to make sure I'm comfortable, and Third Love helps me to achieve that feeling. Third Love makes bras they believe in with over 80 sizes, including their signature half-cup sizes. That's one of the largest ranges in the industry. Now, I love to show my shoulders and my arms, and I would hate to have a bra strap peeking out. Now, thanks to Third Love, my strap never slips, and they have tagless labels, so I never have to worry about slipping strap. And ladies, I know at some point we've all experienced that, and there is a reason that over 15 million women have taken the quiz to date. Shopping with Third Love is a win-win because they're giving you 60 days to try one. If you don't love it, return it, and Third Love will wash it and donate it to a woman in need. Now, so far, Third Love has donated over $15 million in bras supporting charities across the U.S. Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everyone, so right now, they're offering our viewers 15% off your first order. Go to thirdlove.com/dish now to find your perfect fitting bra. Get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/dish for 15% off today. Dish
Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yes!
Woo, baby, can we say no filter? Love and hip-hop Hollywood star April Jones, you know, Omarion's ex-girlfriend, and she dated the other band member, etc. Yeah, well, she's talking about an eggplant that got away.
An eggplant?
Yes. You know what the eggplant is.
Yeah.
Heavy D and the boys? Yes, baby, I said the eggplant. So she sat down for an interview with Tiffany, New York, New York, Pollard, on her show Breakfast with Tiffany, and revealed she regrets not hooking up with a certain rapper when she had the chance.
Oh,
check it out.
I'm on my lives like normal, talking to my fans, and people are on there, oh, you the game, or oh, you know, Lil Fizz, or oh, you're this person. And you know, it's like, not that I have, and I would have no problem saying I should have. Mm-hmm. Well, I should have the game when I
definitely didn't.
And you know, ASAP, you know, they said ASAP in there, Shaquille O'Neal never have.
Shame on you, girl. Now you're passing up some good. April.
I pass up a lot of good.
Do y'all girls sit around and just talk about that all the time? Talk about.
Oh, you would be surprised. When women get together, we are the nastiest.
But they are. Let me tell you something what women talk about. They talk about nasty things.
Nasty.
And they talk about kids. That's it.
We talk about kids and nasty. And how we too tired to do the nasty.
That's right.
And the kids is making us tired.
Well, with her talking about the game, and y'all saw the pictures of the game, I mean, would y'all partake?
I just saw this picture of the game.
What was your facial expression when you first saw it?
That's that one that you just go, ooh.
Okay, do y'all think April's basically putting out there to say, you can come back around to this?
Heck
and actually
yes.
Give it time.
Heck yes. Yeah. That absolutely. That's how you do it. If you have that platform, because you know the game is seeing.
Put it out there.
You put it out there.
And they will jump in your DM.
But you get DM pictures of with, you know.
No, not of their penis.
Because I get like, people like missing their teeth or they missing a thumb.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I want to marry you.
Well, I'm accepting DM pictures. So.
Okay. All right, moving on. Would you guys be grossed out if you saw one of your parents bumping and grinding on stage?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so, too. Well, actress Liv Tyler recently stopped by the Jimmy Kimmel Show to chat about her new show, 911 Lone Star, and family life. But when asked about her famous rock and roll father, Aerosmith's Steven Tyler, she revealed a couple things he does while on stage that's super embarrassing to her. Check it out.
Is it cool for you to watch your dad sing, or is
he's pretty amazing. I love
music. Well, yeah, he's amazing.
But as a performer, he doesn't half-ass anything. Like, he really is singing his heart out. So I'm actually usually pretty impressed that he's still... But he does things that embarrass me.
Yeah, he embarrasses you regularly.
Like humping his mic stand. They're in Vegas right now, so there's, like, clips all the time.
So he's really humping his mic stand. He's, like, taking his mic stand to the room and humping it up there.
licks people's faces.
But you know, the sad thing about, I mean, sad thing, but Liv, honey, your dad afforded you that wonderful life you got by humping on those mics.
And licking them faces.
And licking faces. So had he not done that. Mm-hmm.
Would you be embarrassed if you saw, like, your parents?
Yes. I never want to see my mama like that. Like, no. I'm not a boy. You know, normally the boy children don't want to think about their mama with somebody. I'm that same way. Like, she belonged to me. I want to see her being.
Would PJ feel about you? Would you want PJ to see images of you?
She probably gonna see all that if you watch. Yeah. All she gotta do is stream The Real Housewives of Atlanta. She gonna see her mama getting it in. No, it's so funny you're asking that question because as I get older, you know, your mom feels more comfortable to talk to you about stuff. Yes. And sometimes she say something, I'll be like, I need to know that part.
My grandmother one time, she said, I need to tell you about the birds and the bees. Your granddaddy always put the thing in my face. And I was like, no. And she's like, I said, Bill, get that thing out my face.
No!
It was so traumatic.
I'm real free spirited. Like, my mom always walked around naked. I walk around naked. Like, it's weird with
our
bodies.
Black hippies.
Yeah, pretty much, I guess.
Nat Geo.
Very much free with ourselves and our sexuality.
Black hippies, I love it.
Oh, I like that name.
Okay, coming up, Andrew Frost sits down with Oscar winner Matthew McConaughey and the cast of the new film, The Gentlemen. You don't want to miss it right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Our boy Andrew Froyne got to chat with Oscar winner Matthew McConaughey, Michelle Dockery, and Henry Golding about their new film, The Gentlemen. Check it out.
Who came to ask a wise and cunning lion about acquiring his territory? The dragon, he persisted.
Oh, goody.
He started a war. So the lion took the little dragon for a walk and put 5 bullets in his little dragon head.
There's only one rule in this jungle. When the lion's hungry, he eats.
All right, now the first real question that I have to ask is, would Lady Mary sell weed to save Downton Abbey? What are your thoughts?
You know, it's her home and her life, and yeah, I think she probably would.
Okay, all right.
There are similarities, I think, between Mary and Rosalind.
Okay. What are the qualities a gentleman must have?
I think one consistent thing about, I mean, there's many qualities to a gentleman, but one of my favorite attributes of a gentleman is that a gentleman doesn't intrude or trespass on someone else's territory.
All three of you kind of have short fuses in this movie. Like, anything will set, now you're all staring at me and I'm a little bit scared right now. In your own lives, what sets you off? What gets your fuse? I'll start with Henry.
Tardiness.
Okay, we had tardiness for Henry. What about you?
I don't like seeing people being rude to waiters. I was a waitress, and that really bothers me.
I really like nerds, but I don't like dorks. A dork to me will try to be whatever they think the other person wants them to be all the time. And you can't trust those. I can't trust that person. Like, sometimes just sit in your spot and go, that's not for me, or...
How many times do you think Matthew McConaughey has been shirtless on film? What is your guess? Number.
Not scene by scene, but in how many movies?
Yes. And I have a number.
Number.
I don't know if it's correct.
Wait, in how many movies?
So they have to guess the number of movies. So I'll start with you, and then let's go to you.
I'm gonna go for...
No, don't show them.
And above 15?
Yeah.
Okay, we got above.
I'm thinking more. I'm thinking, yeah.
Oh, you tricked me. You were like, four.
I've done 54 films.
Yeah, but you're not shirtless in all of them.
No.
So, okay.
52?
He says above 15. How many do you say?
Well, I'm going to say 23.
All right. 23. You want to know the correct answer?
Yeah.
13 films.
Whoa.
Okay, 13 films. 13 films. And I'll just so you know, and see? You tell me if this is true or not. We got A Time to Kill, shirtless.
Yeah.
Frailty, shirtless. Rain of Fire, no shirt. Tiptoes, Sahara.
Tiptoes.
Failure to Launch, Fool's Gold, Surfer, Mud, Magic Mike, obviously. Dallas Buyers Club, The Beach Bum. Final one, Matthew, what would you say? We're in order now. What would be the last one you were shirtless in?
Serenity, yeah, there we go.
There we go. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody! Now, there is a social media influencer who is facing some backlash after he decided to make a YouTube video showing that he was able to fake an injury to get upgraded on an airplane by wearing a boot.
Damn.
Take a look.
Excuse me?
They would have kicked my big ass off the
Listen, he could have kept the scam going for the rest of his life.
But I'm mad because, you know, I try to get upgraded to first all the time because I have miles. You try to accumulate those miles, and it's really important.
Now, Sherry, we're not going to let you do that on here on Dish Now. You are rich as hell. I know you're already in first class. Right.
Let me check you for a minute. I'm not rich as hell. My ex-husbands are rich as hell. I do want to make this clear. When somebody flies me out, a corporation, or I'm working, then they have to fly me business class or first. Typically, they do business. If it is me, Sherry Shepherd, who has to buy a ticket for Jeffrey, my son, and me, baby, we are back there by the bathroom. Okay.
Sherry, I have a question for you.
Yes, girl.
Dish Nation flew you to Atlanta, correct?
They did.
What'd you fly?
Ooh. Girl, I was in a pod. I was like,
Wow.
Dish Nation,
I'm
how to do this.
They turned me to a wing.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.